Good morning and a very happy new year to you all as we gather here in St. Columba's on this, the Feast of the Epiphany, for our all-age worship service. We do welcome visitors in particular who are joining us. All of you are very welcome, and I do hope that you can wait behind for refreshments at the west end of the church following this service. We follow the order as before you, as printed on your service sheet. This is the day that the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips, and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone, be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Come, let us
worship. I'm going to invite the children to come forward at this point, and we're all going to sing with them as we sing hymn number 152, Come and Join the Celebration. So the children all come forward just to the chancel steps here. They can encourage us as together we sing this very popular hymn. We can have a rest during the first verse and chorus, and then we will support you in verse 2.
Come and join us in the revelation. There's a new King born today.
well done to those children. School doesn't start until tomorrow. And here they are working hard 24 hours early. And well done to all the congregation as well for your good singing. The collect for today, the Feast of the Epiphany. O God, who by the leading of a star manifested your only Son to the peoples of the earth, mercifully grant that we, who know you now by faith, may at last behold your glory face to face through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road.
Thank you.
Son and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the Feast of the Epiphany, and as we've just heard in the reading, the wise men were making a journey, and they were going to see the baby Jesus. And they were not on their own, wandering in the darkness. They were being guided by the bright light of the star to go to the place where Jesus was. And when they got there, they brought particular gifts. And as we heard, the gifts were gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they arrived safely, and they presented their gifts to Jesus, God's Son. And we can think, can't we, of so many circumstances and situations where we need light to guide us and to get us safely to our own destination and the place where we're going. And those wise men were most grateful for that bright star, and they had trust and they had faith and they had confidence, and they got there and they followed and they arrived. We come across, don't we, so many people in our own lives who we could say are a shining light. People who give of their time, people who give of their resources to offer strength, to offer encouragement, and to offer blessing. People who make a journey to help us. And we will have many different situations and examples of those. Perhaps we're going through hard times, perhaps life is challenging, and someone comes along to offer assistance or to say something nice that gives encouragement, and we can say they are shining lights in darkness. I want to say to all the children here in Sunday school, what a wonderful thing you all did on Christmas Day. You came to church and you brought gifts on Christmas morning, all beautifully wrapped up. And as you received gifts yourselves, you brought gifts to church and you brought them up to me here at the front, and they were all placed here at the front of the church. The gifts are all gone, as you can see, because 2 days after Christmas, I put all those gifts in the boot of my car and the boot was full. And I took them over to the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice in O'Neill Road in Newton Abbey. And I phoned up and I said, I have all these gifts. And I arrived over at their hospice and the staff were just so, so touched and so, so pleased that people here in St. Columba's and the young people in Sunday school on a day of celebration were thinking of people who are in such great need. And those young children who are in the hospice, they are very, very ill indeed. And the fact that we were giving gifts of toys and books to help those kids, to give them some pleasure in their illness, and not just the children in the hospice, but also for their brothers and sisters when they come to visit, those in the hospice have got new toys and new books to enjoy. And the staff were so, so pleased that we had done this in St. Columba's. And the staff want me, on their behalf, to say thank you to all the Sunday school children here, to the teachers, and to the parents who got all the gifts ready. Thinking of other people, doing something to help, and offering support. And that was a lovely thing we did here in St. Columba's on a day of celebration, to think of people who are so very, very ill. And those toys will now all be opened, and those toys and the books will now be enjoyed, and will give real pleasure to people who are very, very ill. And the staff were so, so pleased. But a new year, it's a new beginning, and it's a fresh start. If you've made resolutions, I hope they're all going according to plan. We're now at the first Sunday. We are at day number 6, and I hope the resolutions are continuing on with the enthusiasm upon which you entered into them. But here's a resolution for all of us. How can we be shining lights in 2019 and beyond? What thing can we take up? Just one thing. If we could all take up one thing to be a shining light, to offer guidance and to offer support and to offer encouragement and to offer blessing to all those around us and those who we encounter. What a difference that would make. Those wise men set out on a journey. They had a star to guide them, and they followed, and they got there, and they gave gifts. You and I have all sorts of gifts, and remember where those gifts came from. The gifts we have been given by God, not just for our own use, but for us to share those gifts one with another, and to offer through those gifts light shining in darkness to other people. So what gift could we offer up this year in 2019 to be a shining light, to make a real difference, to follow the example of the wise men, and also to follow the example given by the Sunday school children here on Christmas Day, and what a difference that gift has made to those in the Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. Our gifts we have. The gifts are for sharing. And when we share the gifts, great blessing can be given to other people. So a new year, a new beginning, a fresh start, and resolutions. And may they not all just fade away into the darkness and we forget about them. But may the story of the wise men who got on with it, who got up, who went forward and brought their gifts, may that inspire us to get up, to get on with it, and to bring our gifts to God. And the greatest gift we can give is the gift of ourselves, and the gift that we can offer through ourselves to make a real difference for people all around us, in particular for those in need. What a blessing that would be. What light that would be, shining in darkness. And so, can we all individually and collectively as a parish be shining lights to make a real difference, a difference for good, to help people, because people matter more than anything else in 2019 and beyond. Happy New Year, and may your lights be shining in our service of God day and daily. Amen. We stand for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father who made all things?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in His Son Jesus Christ who redeemed the world?
We believe and trust in Him.
Do you believe and trust in His Holy Spirit who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in Him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We come to our prayers, which will be led for us by the children. Let us pray.
Dear God,
thank you for everything we have had over Christmas.
Thank you. We have had lovely food, fun parties, and caring families. Help us to think of those who did not have all of the great things we had in the holidays. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for giving us a brand new year and a fresh start. Help us to live the way we should in 2019, as we are about to go back to school, and people are about to go back to work. Help us to do good things with the new beginning. Amen.
And as we reflect on the wise men, may we also follow their example. God, our Father, you gave to the wise men the sign of the star, understanding of how it pointed the way to Jesus and determination to follow that way. Give to us along the paths of our lives guidance for the way you choose for us, understanding of your word to us and the will to trust and obey you till we come to your eternal glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Together we pray. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organizations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a reminder that this evening, choral evensong at 7 p.m, this service is becoming increasingly popular and we are immensely privileged here in this, our parish church, to be able to provide choral evensong with the magnificent music And we do thank the parish organist and choir director, Dr. Joe McKee, and the choir, who are working very hard for this service, coming so quickly as it does after all the Christmas services. And if you're able to be with us, you will be very, very welcome indeed tonight here at 7. Following this service, there are refreshments at the West End. And one of the great things we can all do to offer, one of the great gifts that we can make available to other people, is the gift of our time. And by that I mean being with people, talking to people, and catching up with people, and doing what we can to be shining lights in various circumstances and situations. So I do hope that as we gather together, we can give the gift of our time generously, catch up with each other, and also the donations today for coffee are for the Lagan Search and Rescue, and we know so much about their work, not least when a former rector's church warden, Andrew Hurst, is very much involved in this important organisation, and they do terrific work in the most harrowing and challenging of circumstances. So let us do what we can to support them with our contributions over coffee this morning. Let us pray. Together we pray, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and for all for whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. Amen.
you.